Okay, once again. Simon Sadi. So yesterday, we talked about in Halach Chava, in Siv Chav Aleph, that there shouldn't be anything between, page 246. Page 246, today will be in Simon Sadi, Chav Beis. So yesterday we talked about the idea of not having anything between you when you're davening and the wall of the shul. We discussed how does that work. We started doing Chav Beis yesterday. Yesh Mishomer, there is an opinion. Of course, that means not everyone agrees with this, but there is an opinion. Sheish Lizar, Milis Pala, Chorei Shum Adam, that you shouldn't daven behind someone. You shouldn't daven behind someone. So again, besides being close to the wall, now we have another idea. You shouldn't daven behind anyone, but Tov Lachosh L'Dvarav, and the Machaber says it's good to try to fulfill this opinion. So as I mentioned yesterday, the question is kind of obvious. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down this down from the Mamar Mordechai, and that is, a shul any size is going to be very difficult. Or if you just have a minyan, it's probably got, unless it's a very big shul, and not too many people, right? It's going to be just everybody lined up against the little back wall. But again, the back wall is a problem, because we learned that before in Chaf, in your test, in Chaf, that you shouldn't stand right near the door. It looks like you're not cut out. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Mamar Mordechai that you're right, that this is very difficult to do, and therefore this is unlike even the last halacha which we had, which we said it's a mitzvah mi'amokar. You don't have to daven near the wall, whatever that means. Again, we discussed yesterday, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be near the wall. Shouldn't be anything between you and the wall. So as we mentioned yesterday, that could be in my case. I'm in the middle of the room, but still there's nothing between me and the wall, halachically, when we talk about tables and things like that. But that was a mitzvah min al-mukhar. That halacha that there shouldn't be anything, yesterday's halacha that there shouldn't be anything between a person and the wall is a mitzvah min al-mukhar, mitzvah on its highest form. This is lower than this, than that, I should say. This is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, zihirus ba'alma, like a nice idea. It's not even a mitzvah min al-mukhar. And the Chofetz Chaim says, and it's obvious that you don't mess up your tefillah because of this. In other words, you're going to say, well, you know what, there's no room here, right? There's all these people who are going to be behind me, so I'll wait, let till the room clears out, and I'll daven on my own, right? Daven b'chidus. That would be a bad move, right? So you daven, right? Just again, everything equal, it's better to try to be careful about this. I'm not careful about this, you know, like this. Be the rabbi and have somebody, nobody behind you. So it's a little difficult. Hopefully. You know, nobody, you know, like behind you. Yes, Mr. Green.
Wherever we are, let's say, I'll pick on myself at this point, my point at this room,
right.
There's 360 degrees
right.
Around me. I'm looking for a 1 degree
behind
angle.
You. No, behind you.
No, but when we even think of on the side,
we mean as far as the wall thing is concerned? No, the wall thing means just on one side. In other words, as long as you're close to the wall.
I mean, the side is like a two-dimensional.
I don't want to get into that because we discussed it yesterday about what would be considered close to a wall and how that works. And okay, let's get into another one. Chav Gimel, very interesting. Another interesting halacha. But Gadam HaMetzuyarim, if you have like a tapestry, cloth, which has pictures on it. Like tziur, see the word tziur there? Afa pishen on baltos, even though they don't stick out, in other words, they're only one-dimensional. If they're three-dimensional, so then we have a separate issue of, three-dimensional image or a raised image. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about like a picture, or again, like a tapestry, or as we'll see, something painted on the wall. A picture painted on the wall. So again, it's, so to speak, one-dimensional. It's not proper. I'm saying it's usher because it's not raised. But even though it's, so to speak, one-dimensional, but still, it's not proper to daven by such a picture. Mishbur says the reason is because it's distracting. No matter how long you daven this shul, I didn't notice that before. So therefore, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it's very much clear, it should be just a break. you know, it doesn't have to be a nice paint job, you know, like, or not, but, you know, it should just be just a regular wall. Ve'im yikar lo elis palo kenega beged okoso mitsuyar. If it comes out that, you know, that's the way it is in the shul, you know, there's something on the wall, the picture, or there's a tapestry or something like that, yalimeino. You should close your eyes. Again, so obviously, again, I always talk about concepts, so the concept is, again, it's distracting. So if you close your eyes, you alleviate the problem. Then the Ramah says, "V'lachein aser gam kein letzayir tziyurim b'svarim." You shouldn't draw, put pictures in a sitter. Same problem, right? You're looking in a sitter. You know, oh, this is a really nice picture of Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, like whatever it may be. Shemis palim b'ahem. Again, because you're going to dive in these things, and therefore it's going to be distracting. Next page, shul ditzis batal kavana, so it doesn't distract you. Now let me just mention a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that for the same reason you shouldn't daven parallel or facing a mirror. A mirror. A lot of times if you go to a chasana, this happens. Be surprised. There's a mirror. You know, whatever it may be, and you know, the guys go down, you know, before you have to have them, you have to daven. So you stand there and you're davening and there's a mirror. What's interesting is that there's a machlokus. Why? One opinion is it's distracting, right? Distracting. And that's a segue. The other opinion, this is brought down by the Taz, is very interesting, and that opinion is that it looks like you're bowing down to yourself. Now, what's interesting about that is, and I think that's funny, is probably most of you have that question. There you go. Yes. The Marsham brings down this opinion. And he brings down the Radvaz, who asks the obvious question. So, again, there's two different opinions. One opinion is that it's distracting. The other opinion is it looks like you're bowing down to yourself. You know, look at me. So the only problem is, when you're bowing down to yourself, yourself is bowing down to you. If you understood what I meant. Right? So in other words, it's not like you're saying, oh, I'm so great, I'm going to bow down to myself, to my own image, like a Haman type of idea. Because at the obvious, I mean, unless it's a really bad mirror with a lot of lag time to it, you're simultaneously, I assume, the image is bowing down to you. So Marsham brings down that kasha, and he also brings down an opinion that says that therefore you shouldn't daven in a place where your shadow would shine, would come forth, because of the same reason. So he says, well, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe that's not a good extension, because maybe this idea, according to those who say that it's because you're bowing down to yourself, that's only by a mirror, because there's an actual image,
right.
And so therefore, but the shadow, you know, it's not like, so he says that might be a split, but therefore the Marsham wants to say that it could be the reason is it's really like the reason of that's distracting. I'll tell you, this came up a couple weeks ago. Rosh Hashanah was involved with a very nice program, Priority One from New York. Well, Mirza Shem will be doing parenting seminars at the beginning of July here. So they had teacher seminars. And, you know, they're in New York, so they asked me to run it. So we ran it in Beis Yaakov. And they have a little basement in Beis Yaakov. And we had the teacher seminar there. So when it was finished, it was for men, for Rebbes and Moros. At the end, it was like 9:30, 10. So we went down Marv. So I noticed that very interesting windows down there. I don't know, maybe it's just the way they are, you know, but they're reflective. So I was worried about this halacha. So I was thinking, you know, like according to this Maamar Mordechai, it'd be a problem to daven. I don't know, it seemed like it was only a problem where I was standing. It must have been the light or just my mazel. So I was thinking of just pulling down the shade, because it was shade. So then, you know, I pulled down the shade. But I was scared, knowing my luck, you know, I pulled down the shade, the whole building would fall down, you know, the way those things work. So anyways, not the same thing, but anyways, this is where it came up. So again, you have to be aware of this halakha, that's an interesting idea, that again, but we have a machlokes as to why. Why? Again, it's not in the Machabes, it's in the Mishnah Berurah from Maamar Mordechai. What? Yeah, because if you say that it's only because it's going to mess up my kavana, so we could, it segues with the other, this other halakha we have in Chol Kimel, close my eyes. Close my eyes, which is what I did. It's distracting, so close your eyes. If you say because it's like an Avodah Zarah type of thing, because I'm looking, look at me, I'm so great, right? So that doesn't help closing your eyes. Okay, let's just finish this very quickly. And the Ramah finishes, I will begadim ha-mitzuyarim aleihem divrei tiflus. But if there are pieces of fabric which have silly things on them, what we call in Yiddish, narishkeit. In other words, it's not a picture of, I don't know what, you know, a lion because of Yehuda or whatever, right? You know, it's like a, you know, it's a picture of Shaquille O'Neal doing a slam dunk. I don't know, you know, whatever it is. Afilu leishev aleihem be'beisak neses aser. Even to sit on it in shul would be aser. Somebody walks in with the sports section, you know, and so they don't want the rabbi to see. I don't know, whatever. So they'll sit on it to cover their tracks, so to speak. So the Rama says, you're not allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah takes it a little further. He says, not only in shul, but you shouldn't even have it at home. You shouldn't even have it at home. And he quotes the pasuk. You shouldn't bring something abominable, talking about Avodah Zarah, but you shouldn't bring something abominable to your house. So Rama says that would apply in these type of cases. Okay, so make sure you don't bring any of this stuff around, okay? Okay, tomorrow we're going to get Blin Nether into another, again, these are very interesting, about davening near your Rebbe. See different reasons why that is awesome. And as Mr. Sosher said, there'll be a nafkamina, a difference, a halakha difference, is upon which reason we spin it with. I mean, not spin it, but which reason we espouse. So you have a very interesting idea tomorrow, Mr. I mean, today was interesting too. No.